There's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternity's on probation.
Say, how about joining me and my friend over there? Come on, join us in a beer, okay?
Get me another beer, Dragon Lady.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Just drink the fucking beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink. You guys better split.
Well, I thought you'd just buy me a beer.
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
I have respect for the beer.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
You want a beer, pal?
What do you drink?
We got this non-alcoholic shit.
What's that?
Like a non-alcoholic beer. It's got no alcohol.
Is it beer?
Yeah, with no alcohol.
But you drink enough, and if you drink a lot, they get you fucked up.
No, there's no alcohol. That's the fucking point.
Can't imagine ever not enjoying getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it. Rather being sober.
Fuck, it sucks. And just like the movies, we play out our last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey everybody, it's Dustin.
And Seth.
And this is Drunk at the movies, brought to you by Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. Well, kids, it's December. We told you we were going to do a month of Christmas movies, and I didn't fucking lie.
No, we're kicking off the month pretty hardcore.
We are. We're going to watch a shit turd of a good time. I love this movie. It's definitely a guilty pleasure. Santa Claus the Movie. It's... If you have not seen this movie, good Lord, I don't know what this episode is going to be like. We're going to try our best to describe the nonsense on the screen.
And we couldn't get through it by ourselves. This is not a movie that you can do just two people. You need to bring in good friends to ground it, to bring you down to reality.
And he is no stranger to Drunk at the Movies. He is a past guest. You heard him last on Clerks.
I think it was Tron, actually.
Actually, yes. Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. The three of us, this is actually our...
Third.
Yeah. Yeah. Your third appearance and the third time that we, as a trio, have sat down for Drunk at the Movies. So, yeah, if you want a little double dip, just go back and listen to that Tron episode. But we're here to watch Santa Claus the Movie. Zach, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome
for back. Thank you for having me back. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, and we got the three mics set up this time. Last time it was just the mic on the couch. We went a little more casual. Now it's Seth and I. We try to make it look a little professional. We're up and even the speaker gets a mic now.
Very nice.
The speaker the fourth member. Yes. We rely heavily on the
movie.
It
got a mic before
movie.
I did. It's actually a more important co-host.
That's not
here.
True at all. Well, you know, we're sponsored by Bearded Owl, and we have a Bearded Owl beer to drink. And this is actually one that we have featured before, but the name of it just fits so perfect with this movie that we felt obligated to bring back Terrible Lie Cream Ale for Santa Claus the Movie. It's a 6%, and it is a coffee cream ale, features locally roasted beans and a small dose of locally grown Chinook hops from Sharp Mountain. We would tell you we did not put coffee into this beer, but that's a terrible lie. Now, why use Terrible Lie for Santa Claus the Movie?
Because Trent Reznor would make a great Santa Claus.
Exactly. By the way, that Nine Inch Nails concert was awesome.
Was it?
I meant to ask you about that.
So good. Yeah, it was worth $100 a ticket. So I have no regrets, much like this beer. So, Terrible Lie. Let's just get it out. This is the first year without a child believing in Santa for me.
Really?
Since I became a parent.
Is it different? Is it new? Does it make Christmas weird, or does it?
It's a little weird. You know, as you guys can see, I'm wearing a T-shirt with Santa on it. I'm in the spirit of Christmas. It says I believe. And yeah, it's so weird. Christmas is my favorite holiday. I really get into it, but Jackson pulled out the I don't buy into it
really
anymore. I'm done. And Brianna and I have kind of had to acknowledge it. I still have not verbally committed a yes or a no, that's all been her. I've tried to go the other way just to see if there's a shred of doubt in his mind.
So now are you just waiting for the grandkids so that you can continue
Dude, tradition? I'm 37. I don't even want to fucking think about grandkids. I got a buddy of mine who's a year older and has two already. Yeah.
Wow. Love now, what you, about Brent. You two? How old were you guys when you first found out that there was no
fourth Santa? Grade, which is how old he is.
Okay.
So I told her, I'm like, yeah, the timing's right, I think. But
it's about that time.
Also, the internet wasn't a thing when I was a kid.
Right. Yeah, you couldn't fact check anything.
Right.
So it's totally different now.
I think I was like sixth grade, maybe. Because I remember walking into...
You were a true believer.
Yeah, I was. I really was. I walked into a room and like my mom was wrapping my Game Boy Color. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't say Game Boy Negro. So...
I'm glad you didn't say Virtual Boy. Just glad that you're not one of those guys.
Virtual Boy, it's a deep cut.
Yeah, my cousin broke the news to me when I was in second grade.
Oh, shit.
Spoiler alert. Because he was devastated. He was fourth grade, and he found out. And so we had a very serious talk where he sat me down, and he was like, look, I got to tell you something. I just found out this year there's no Santa Claus. And it was like the first dramatic moment in my life.
Also, you're really? Adopted.
Right. I thought that's what was going to happen. It was like, dude, our parents aren't our real parents. And I was devastated for a second until I found out I was still going to get presents.
They yeah, just right.
Santa Claus. Right, and I was like, right. Okay, so wait. We still get presents, right?
That's
well, that's cool.
Thing.
What?
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't care about the Santa Claus part.
As a parent, it takes... some of the magic out, but it also takes some of the annoying things out.
Right.
Sure.
You know, the constant lying to
don't have to stay
your...
up until 2 a.m. to make sure the kid's asleep before you transport the things upstairs. Yeah. Now I can get drunk a lot earlier and go to bed at a reasonable hour. What is Christmas Eve? Exactly. Everybody, what? Okay. Everybody knows Christmas Eve, you get drunk and you have anal sex. That's right. How everybody celebrates Christmas Eve.
That's how that's I plan fact, it to. Even man. When I'm single, I make sure it happens. Somehow. Yeah.
I made that a thing years ago, and I still uphold that everybody does this.
The first date, when you start dating a new person and they ask, so how do you celebrate Christmas, has got to be really uncomfortable.
Oh, my goodness. What's really uncomfortable is if any relatives ever listen to this shit, but I don't think they do. So how was your Christmas?
You know. I'm sure you What's listened. Really, really uncomfortable is being the person dating Dustin on Christmas Eve. That sucks.
So, anyways, we're going to finish up this terrible lie, and now that you know what kind of show this is going to be, we're going to let you guys listen to a little bit of Christmas music. You know, it's Santa Claus the movie, Santa Rides in a Sleigh, so we're going to have a nice little cover of the holiday classic Sleigh Ride, but this is done by Empty Houses, but it's like in that kind of throwback style, and I really, really dig it, so... here you go. Just hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling, do-ring-ling-ling-ling. And that was Sleigh Ride.
Giddy up, let's go.
Okay, well, let's do it. If you guys own Santa Claus the movie on DVD, I'd be surprised. But I do. So hit play in 3, 2, 1. Now that's, you have to remember, this DVD plays automatically when you put it in. So I had to go back to the menu and then hit play and then I hit pause just so we're on the same page.
Puts and a lot of commitment into this show.
It does. Hey, it's Santa Claus, the movie. And this was a box office failure.
I can only imagine.
This was the Salkinds. If you're not familiar with the Salkind production team, they are the production team behind Superman the movie and all of its sequels.
And I'm going to mute the music.
Watching that this movie, you like be on the lookout for things that have been recycled from previous Salkind productions.
Like Margot Kidder.
I wish she could have maybe saved this movie.
What do you mean, save? John Lithgow is a delight in this movie.
You're right. He just makes this movie. See, we're descending into Krypton, clearly.
Right? Yeah.
I think they just rewatched the first Superman movie, and they were like, all right, it made so much money. How do we do that again? And they tried to redo a lot of things that didn't work for Santa Claus as well as it worked for Superman.
If I remember right, I was watching some of the special features, and they even talked about it in the special features. They're like, how much money did you invest? $50 million. And this is 1984. $5?
Insane.
50. Like, it wasn't like he said $25 million and then, like, it's been escalated up to 50 with inflation.
Right.
No, he legit says in the special features, $50 million in the mid 80s.
That's insane. Like,
it only made 23.
So it was a failure.
Yes.
Yeah. Easily a failure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, adjusted for inflation, that's probably, what, $150 million budget nowadays, you'd think?
Yeah, we were just talking about that with one of our previous podcasts, because I always ask Dustin, because I don't know money.
Yeah, no, I hear you, definitely. I'd say, yeah, probably $125, $150 or something.
That's,
yeah,
like, the equivalent of making, like, T2.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Like, why would you put that much money in? And when you watch the movie, it has some good special effects, it does.
Yeah.
But the production value in general, even the film stock, looks like it was... like 20-year-old film stock. That
agreed.
Does not look like 1985 film.
All right, so Grandma Time here is telling all the villagers about the legend of the Vindicum. Now, had you ever heard of that word before?
No.
Vindicum is when you have a really...
It's edging.
Yeah, it's
the climax
it's
of edging.
Vindictive orgasm.
It's an eruption.
Yeah. Oh, I've vindicummed. And I hope you all vindicum on Christmas Eve. But
I vindicum once a year.
So Uncle Claus has arrived. And these are real reindeer for these scenes. There's animatronic reindeer for some of the others, but...
And you can pretty much tell the difference.
Very noticeable in the animatronic reindeers from what I watched recently. All right, everybody
back. Okay, and this is our introduction to Lebowski Santa.
This is one of those things where if you watch them long enough, you're like, where have I seen this movie?
That's why I was so confused when I watched The Big Lebowski and I heard his voice. And I'm like, why do I know that voice? And it finally clicked and I'm like, Santa? The Lebowski is Santa? And it just blew my mind. And David Huddleston, he was not, I mean, that's still not really that recognizable of a name.
Right.
You might know his face and you've seen things he's done, but it's not anything. It's like, oh yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. But I love him as Santa in this movie. I think he's one of my favorite Santas, along with Doug Seal from Ernest Saves Christmas and The Amazing Stories, and probably the guy from Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I like him.
Yeah, but he's even got, and I haven't seen the new Jeff Bridges, or not Jeff Bridges, Kurt Russell. Because I always
it's,
do that.
Right.
It's fun, and that movie totally takes a scene from Ernest Goes to Jail and, like, ramps it up, like, tenfold.
All right.
So, yeah, it's enjoyable.
Okay.
There's a musical number in a jail cell.
Is it called, like, Christmas Carols on
Christmas
Netflix?
Christmas Chronicles.
Chronicles on Netflix.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yep. If it was a Snoop Dogg movie, it'd be the Christmas Chronicles. But well, it's
we got to make sure that happens.
Yeah.
You should do that on your podcast. Saying, we should make that movie.
There we go. That's a good idea, actually.
Christmas Chronicles. So now they're taking off because they got other people to visit, and there's no weather app to see that there's a onslaught of horrible weather on the way. There's zero visibility. It's and a here, horrible conditions.
14th century, I believe. This is supposed to be like 1415.
Oh yeah,
century
it's
at this point.
Way long.
This goes
time
way
ago.
Back. This is like origin story of Santa, which again, it has kind of the same format as the first Superman movie.
Yeah,
origin story is like Krypton, where things kicked off, but then
most
he gets
people
away from that, and then there's a second movie that starts to happen at the workshop.
Yeah, his last name begins with L, Claus L.
Yeah, Claus L.
Yeah.
And here we see what all children's movies should see are dying reindeer.
No kidding.
And hypothermia setting in to the elderly.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. Better they learn as children.
Yeah, kids.
The
get
circle
ready
of life.
Get ready for one of the most bleakest scenes you'll ever see in a Christmas movie.
Real never-ending story type moment here. We're just like, wait, what? This is about Christmas? But they're dying. And of course, Luke shows up with a lightsaber, cuts the reindeer open, and stays warm.
And I thought they smelled jolly on the outside.
Aww. And his tauntaun is down.
Yeah.
Boy, they just give
up. I'm not sure which. Yeah. You fuckers, get up. It's like Christmas Eve.
Like mush, motherfucker.
This one shot where he's like yelling, and then he like the deer's just like, yeah, it's right.
He's just right. Like, the deer's like, don't let those be the last
words. He's like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
I got all these blocks of wood I need to deliver to children. Oh, and the Anya, which maybe Frozen stole that, perhaps?
Could be.
Mrs. Claus's first name is Anya, but she's passing out. So Uncle Claus roofied her back at the village, apparently.
Christmas Eve. Something's in the mulled wine.
Yeah. Oh, no. And now they're dying. Which, hey, if you're going to go better in a blizzard than a blaze.
Yeah, better in a blizzard with a loved one. And the movie's over.
It'll preserve your body. You know?
And the elves ate well that year.
The thing is, this is actually this is a snow globe belonging to an autistic boy. And that's how the movie ends. You guys get that reference? It's called Saint Elsewhere. Howie Mandel, rubber glove on the head. Look it up. So this is the North Star, and the reindeer are going to go see the three wise men. I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's how the story went.
So they really are trying to tie it in as well as they can to biblical mythos.
Or that reindeer is high as fuck.
Well, yeah.
Dude, you see that light? Go to the light. Carol Ann.
That was the other reindeer's name, Carol Ann.
Carol Ann.
Carol Ann and Donder.
Kept trying to fly into the light. Fucked up Christmas every year.
And then Zelda Rubinstein shows up for no apparent reason other than to play an elf.
Hey, you seeing this shit?
This workshop is clean.
I gotta say, those animatronics aren't too terrible. I mean,
there they were good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a $50 million budget. You gotta expect something.
Hey, check this shit out, old man. The reindeer, whenever they, like, kind of the side of their eye look and look over their shoulder, kind of have that, like...
Hey, oh,
look.
Man, I love reindeer side eye. It's, like, one of my favorite things ever. Reindeer are such bitches. Like, they will throw shade at anything.
Catty as
this
fuck.
Bitch ain't even got antlers.
All right, now it's Fortress of Solitude, apparently. We just had the exact same scene.
Man, they are borrowing a lot of stuff, man. It's, I'm noticing it now.
Like, later on, if you look at the backgrounds...
Wait, Superman died?
Superman flew with reindeer? That doesn't seem to make sense.
I didn't see Doomsday in there at all. Oh, here we go. It's the Vindicative comes. So... It's they used full-size actors. So
this is so ahead of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude. Peter
so
Jackson.
So we got Dudley Moore there.
Dudley Moore.
Arthur. And you're going to see another elf who is near and dear to my heart, has no speaking lines in this movie whatsoever. But he was on a UK TV show called The Young Ones that I loved.
I didn't pick up on this. Who?
Mike.
That's Mike? Mike is in this?
Mike is in this. Christopher Ryan. He is one of the four most visible elves in this movie. I will point him out once he appears on screen. He's in the group with Dudley Moore and everybody. Abraham Lincoln elf is behind the one guy there.
He always sticks out to me.
There he is on the left.
Holy shit, that is him.
Yes, that is Mike the Playboy.
Mike the cool guy.
Mike the cool guy from The Young Ones. And that's, yeah, I just blew your mind.
Yeah, you did. Somehow my beer tastes even better with that knowledge. Looks like you need an oil change. Might want to switch this filter out.
It's unbelievable. See, I'm going to have a lot to teach him. Oops.
He's looking at reindeer ass. Oh,
I don't get the oops. Like, what did he do that was so horrible?
It's kind of gauche to like check out another man's sled without permission.
I don't know. 14.
He may as well just have gone down on Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
You don't.
Good on
you. You don't mess. I see what you did there.
Don't be off conscious, my friends. Let her show you your new home. Take charge of the reindeer. Honka, take
charge of the
reindeer.
Let her show you your new home.
Take charge of the reindeer. Like, oh. Take charge of the reindeer.
And he doesn't have anybody say anything to, so he's like the dopey of the movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, he farted.
What are you doing later tonight?
What new home? There's nothing here. Look again.
Abraham Lincoln elf. Oh, so this is where the drugs kick in, and the house appears.
It's a pretty cool looking house.
It's like Wakanda. There's a force field that they developed. The Vindicum developed this in the 14th century,
right?
And yeah, the Wakandians have just adopted it way, way further south.
We're mining adamantium right now to give to all the children of the world. It's like a weird alpine castle.
He's nice, isn't he, Patch?
Yeah, I tell you, boys, he gives me a real feeling of elf confidence.
Oh, drinking game time. Oh, every time Dudley Moore makes an elf joke.
Which is the same elf joke, just told over and over. We will take a drink. Because he has no elf respect. What a shit house.
It's a lot of wood.
Some of it's been painted. All right.
Yeah.
Impressive.
I mean, minus the hair, like, Santa Claus has that end-of-life Orson Welles look going on.
He's like...
Have you guys seen that new documentary on Netflix?
I did. It was fantastic. That Other Side of the Wind?
Oh, right. His new movie.
Yeah. The movie never finished. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what... Or no, it's called... Or They'll Talk About Me When I'm Dead. Or
yeah. Whatever. Something like that. The they'll respect me when I'm dead. Uh-huh. Something to that nature.
My dad. Other Side of the Wind is the actual movie being... Sure. They've finally finished. I'm excited about that.
Me too.
Like Richard Donner cut Superman 2. Excited to keep with the Superman references. Yeah.
I have that on DVD.
Good doc, though.
So, yeah, this is the workshop. And what you're thinking is, oh, yeah... That looks primitive, based on a lot of the Santa's workshops I've seen in modern movies.
Yeah.
But again, this is an origin story. This is Spider-Man 1. You know, he may not hang upside down and make out in an alley with Mrs. Claus, but we're finding out how he died in the snow and then was given everlasting life and imprisonment at the North Pole to hand out blocks of wood to children for generations.
This is hell.
Millennia.
This sounds horrible.
It really does.
Oh, I don't have your own kids? Well, guess what? You'll spend eternity taking care of all the world's children.
Exactly.
If only you hadn't been barren on you.
Right.
We wouldn't be in this mess.
By the way, you're surrounded by these demonic people who are going to just like constantly be joyous around you in a very forced...
It sounds hellish. Yeah. A hellish existence.
I don't think this movie has a porn parody
yet.
So, listen up, Brazzers. Here's your challenge for the holidays. Not Santa Claus the Movie XXX. I'm going to be so fucking pleased if that actually becomes a thing. Called it. So, yeah, now we look at the toy shop.
We're walking into the matrix of toy shops.
How long have they been making toys and nobody's been able to deliver them?
Right.
That's a good point.
They've just been waiting for some strange hairy guy to show up there, and they're like, finally, we have a purpose for our life. We've just been making toys all
for
these
a long
years.
Time.
So really, the Vendicum are the reason Christmas happens, not Santa Claus.
Who made the Vendicum immortal?
Right.
An right. angry god.
Who created the creators?
Or maybe their god. It's the Vendicum's world. We're just living in it.
And I know this is shot like this really majestic scene. This is incredible. And I'm sure for the 14th century, this looks
all
great.
Those toys had to actually be made.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Standard set. Impressive. I mean, yeah. It's...
This is 25 million of the 50 million.
Yeah.
They had to pay child labor to make all of those toys. Because those are not CGI. What's Christmas?
For me. What have they got to do with me?
You're going to give them to your children.
There must be a mistake. We have no children.
You do now. You have all the children of the world.
But how could I deliver all these toys? I won't live long enough for that.
Oh, funny you should say that. Here's the thing.
Have you ever heard of the afterlife?
We're vampires. And little Dooley over there, you may have drank his blood. So, welcome to eternity.
I have a good
friend.
Given
the gift of immortality.
Who, even as a child, he actually thought Santa Claus was a vampire because of all the weird. He was like, does he like live off the souls of children? Why
and he comes out at night.
Yeah. He was like, this guy sounds like a vampire.
However, this won't take long. Not invited into houses unless the letters give consent. You write a letter to Santa, that's like saying, you can come into my house because vampires need permission.
Yes,
oh, that's
true.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's the seduction.
So that's why the naughty kids don't get shit, because he wasn't invited into there.
Naughty kids are actually the smart kids.
Right.
Very true.
They sleep with a dagger of wood. Easy boy. It's all right. Easy. There's a crossover.
See, this is frightening still.
Aw, they're like dogs or cows.
You're like torturing them, then nursing them back to health or something. This is a weird scene.
Eat
it.
It'll
make you. Kardashian that tortures Picard in Star Trek.
Did you say the Kardashian?
I meant to say Kardashian, but I said Kardashian.
I was like, fucking I don't beer. Remember that. I was like, Star Trek.
It was on the E channel. I must have missed
Keeping
that
up
one.
With Kardashians.
He's like me, I guess.
Oh. Now, how many lights do you a see, sister?
Yeah. Aww.
He's always been the fidgety type.
Yeah, well...
We call him Tweak.
He'll be all right, sir, just as soon as he gets used to the place. He doesn't
like they're matching pajamas.
Or like cliche stocking cap and gown.
It's a boy, it's a girl.
You're dressed like Bert and Ernie at night.
Hey, Bert.
Look, these two are twins.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
That's your second excellent impression you busted out.
That's good.
Francis is on his right eye, and Dances is on his left eye.
Or my first.
Comet. Old spotted nose here is Cupid.
Oh shit, peekaboo with reindeer. Right. You have to be an expert.
Quiet, we're fucking back here.
Rather run than eat. And this noisy one with the flock.
Christmas Eve for reindeer, too.
It's a lot of parts for reindeer. It's kind of like yelp.
Oh, there's Vixen.
And you sleep here.
Yes, and this is where I do my other work.
That's who they were trying to get with. Yeah. Makes sense.
You, you know, these reindeer technically are women.
Sometimes I get so many ideas. All of them?
My girlfriend pointed it out. It's something that has to do with like when they shed their antlers and when they don't.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
If they still have their antlers in winter, they're technically female.
Okay. So
they're not women, they're females.
I believe they shot a lot of the reindeer footage with the real reindeer.
Yeah.
Totally separate from most of the movie because of the molting season.
Gotcha.
They did a similar thing in Ernest Saves Christmas, which we've talked about on one of my other shows, The Importance of Seeing Ernest. The reindeer that they brought in, like, shed their antlers right before they were supposed to do their scenes. They tried making fake ones, and the reindeer were not having it. So they had to, like, not film anything involving reindeer for months, and then they filmed those scenes in Nashville because the rest of the movie was filmed in Orlando, mm-hmm. and they had to bring Reindeer back in, and they did it in Nashville. Where... Yeah, and finished the movie. So, yeah, Reindeer making movies difficult.
Whoa. Well, that was kind of a horror film show.
All right, so here we go. This is a big, like, fun wake-up scene. I don't know how that was enough to wake anybody up, let alone a whole room. But
wait.
So
do sleep their names just change every day?
What no, what I think that is this bed is now occupied for the next guy. They sleep in shifts.
Kinky.
24 hours a day, they got this racket going on at the North Pole.
Makes sense.
So you have your first shifters, your second shifters, and your third shifters. But what I don't understand is how can anybody sleep through this shit?
Maybe it's a magical elf thing.
Maybe.
What I don't get is why would they be so for the production line, assembly line happening later on if this is their livelihood? Like, they're sleeping in shifts, getting up, going to work first thing in the morning. They're going to be elves out of a job.
I think the workplace is only so big. Also, you will notice it's all men.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a Smurf situation.
So there's like, no fucking going on at the North Pole. So clearly, it's not like, hey man, I'm gonna put my weird overalls on the doorknob so you know not to come in because I'm hanging out with Fuxy or whatever her name would be. Oh, now we're picking the colors. Yeah, she likes the red. Santa could have been in green. And then he would be the Grinch.
There's a lot of just, like, elf workshop porn in this movie. Like, we get it. We get it.
Are you have hand check. Are you giving yourself elf love?
I'm an elf-loving man.
Hands on the table.
Oh, yeah, this is the drug manufacturing part.
Are they glittering poop?
Yes. They put sod... and they put glitter on it, and that turns it into good times.
Literally polishing turds.
Yes.
Yep.
<Ba-da-da-da-na-na>. This song is just ingrained in my mind.
Spam. No, that elf was very prancy.
Yes, he was.
And I have to commend them. Like, there is so much to look at in these scenes, so much extra detail that's not necessary. And I know that's part of why the budget was so much of what it was. So I have to give them credit for it. They did go all out.
Yeah. As a production team, they did. But I think a different director would have...
That needs some sparkles.
Oh. That was another Superman 2 shot where
you're
directly at the camera.
Yeah, it's kind of a sensory overload almost.
It is.
Like, it's visually overwhelming, you know, watching this scene.
And this director directed Supergirl, the movie.
Starring...
Schwartz.
Who was Supergirl again? Helen Slater, Laurie Singer?
Yes, Helen Slater.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yep. I knew it was one of those two.
Elves are overly happy to do manual labor.
Yep. Right.
They're so willing.
Man.
And they nod a lot.
Yeah, they're...
Good day?
Yep.
Doctor?
I believe I said good day.
Guys...
Now, that's a horrible way to power a calliope. Why do you need a foot pump and the fireplace pump on both sides?
What does that even do?
I don't know. And they're playing with noisemakers.
Yeah.
The elf that kind of looks like Harry Dean Stanton's blowing on a weird thing.
Harry Dean Stanton.
And they stop to look up because why?
Oh.
He just passed away recently.
Rest
in peace, Harry Dean Stanton.
Harry Dean Stanton, cheers.
Hasn't been mentioned since the Pretty in Pink episode.
Man.
All right, so yeah, they look up, and it's snowing. Great.
Big surprise.
It's the North fucking Pole.
The North Pole.
And again, that opened up the same way that that Kal-El's spaceship opens.
This is Galileo. I forgot to tell you, Galileo was a Vindicum.
Okay.
And he invented the telescope, and now we're experiencing a solar eclipse, and they are all going blind.
They are burning to death right now because they are vampires, as earlier mentioned.
God's dandruff is falling upon them.
He's giving them the gift of cocaine so they can stay awake for the next 500 years.
Why did that never become a thing? Because, like, when you're a kid, they say, like, oh, the thunder and lightning, that's the angels bowling.
Yeah.
Like you heard that as a kid on Thunder. Yeah. Why isn't snow God's dandruff?
It's a good point. It
would make more sense than anything I've ever
heard. I mean, I suffer from dry scalp in the winter, so I can sympathize. Like, that would make me feel God and I are kindred spirits. We both can't wear black in the winter.
I would have just thought of Ali Sheedy as God from Breakfast Club.
Doing exactly. Again, it all goes back to that autistic snow globe. So, not that the snow globe is autistic, but the...
Right, the autistic theme, snow globe. And now they're just dancing and happy because white powder fell on them.
It was the 80s.
Yeah, it was the mid-80s.
Hey, what do you got to say about that, Rick James?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I just worked in an edit. Damn right I did. I'm setting myself up for a week from now from when I have to re-edit this thing.
A handsome man looks good.
So meta.
Breaking fourth walls
like a John Landis Hughes
movie.
You say Hughes, I say Landis. Potato, potato, let's talk about it next week. He'll be back for that ass later.
It is Christmas Eve.
Yep. Well, that's who started the tradition. Santa Claus. He was the original ass man.
I think Mrs. Claus started it,
right? Well, that's true. She's like, hey,
just
Claus,
so you know.
While you've been flying around the world delivering toys, I've been working up a thirst for the forbidden. And you know I'm barren at all, so it's not like we're trying to have kids. This is all about pleasure. And I found out there's another pleasure we have yet to experience.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
He looks wonderful. It's a perfect fit.
And thus, Christmas Anal was
Starry
born.
Inward, I'm telling you. Just him.
Uh-oh, here he comes.
Oh, yeah.
Here
comes Mick.
We got Burgess Meredith.
All right, Santa.
The penguin is coming.
You're going to piss lightning and crap thunder. Get out there. Bring joy to the children.
Cut me, Nick.
Burgess Meredith, of course, used to be in our theme music.
It's butt cold outside and I'm all out of beer.
Yeah.
From Grumpy Old Men. I haven't referenced it on the show. We have a brand new theme song with new movie clips edited in. Challenge to the listeners. If you can email me at drunkenlullabiespodcast@yahoo.com with all of the movies that I use in the theme song, you'll win something. I don't know what. You'll win something.
Awesome.
I'm just curious to see if anybody can do it.
It could be a gift card. It could
you
be
didn't
a
even
dollars.
Know you didn't even know them all.
No, I didn't.
Like I sent you the rough cut, and you were like, "That sounds great." I don't know what this one
there
was, but I laughed my ass off.
Yeah. I now want to see the movies. You should listen to it because I feel like Zach would definitely
have a shot at it.
Be
for
a contender,
sure.
Yeah, for definitely. Someone who would really get all the references.
For sure, for sure.
Previous guests of Drunk at the Movies are void of competition.
And that he.
Previous guests stay at home.
Would love all children, everywhere. And that he himself would be an artisan.
And Burgess Meredith still has traces of Mick.
Mm-hmm. Even his gentlest voice.
Gravelly voice.
And now, chosen one, come forward.
Why does he look like a kung fu master?
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like,
Pai Mei.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to like swoop that beard over his shoulder.
It's going to land on Santa's sword.
And what is he like when he's walking in? Isn't like two elves carrying his beard?
Right. Like he's getting married.
Exactly.
And all this to be done on Christmas Eve.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Thank you so much.
You lost me there.
In just one night. Yeah, well, know this. Time travels with you. The night
time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana.
Burgess is hanging on every line.
I'm immortal, but I'm dying.
Right.
Your mission is done. This is your legacy and your gift.
It's my special purpose.
This is the gift.
I have one of those. It's like he an elder elf or Shang Tsung.
Shoots skulls at Santa.
Within the sound of my voice, and all those on this earth everywhere know that henceforth you will be called
Buttercup.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
Yeah, rid of it.
Santa Claus. Everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
I mean, this would be a big deal if there were previous Santa Clauses and there was just like a big occasion.
Yeah.
But this is all just like happening for the first time.
Exactly.
I think he'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
What are you having me do? Why?
Like, what happened before this? And why is this so ceremonial?
Yeah.
Oh, they got bras on their head? What do you think bras looked like in the 14th century?
Did they exist really?
It was a bunch of leaves, like, woven together, I think. Definitely no underwire.
Just made out of gallows.
They were really into bondage in the 14th century.
They were just feed bags.
Oh, here
just...
we go. They're going to drug the reindeer now.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
They got
go.
The happy music going. Eat up, boys. Yeah, trip balls.
Have some nose clams.
We'll get you real high for these gift.
You guys want to fly? You'll see helicopters.
Go on, you'll kiss God. First one's free.
Yeah, and then they can convulse in pain. Hey kids, you like seeing reindeers in pain? You love this movie.
It's a real small demographic. You know what?
No wonder they lost money.
Specific audience.
Do you like torture porn? Only if it involves reindeer.
CC reindeer.
No, but get this. We'll call the elves Vendicum. It'll be real family friendly.
There could have been. Out.
The sleigh hits the corner.
Oh, they could have had a hentai version of this where, like, tentacles come out of the reindeer.
You're in a tsudoji. I mean, Santa Claus, the movie.
Good Lord, what are we doing?
Merry Christmas, listeners. Brought to you by Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois.
Oh, God.
They might still be our sponsors.
Nick, PJ, Christian, I love you guys.
Oh, man. Why are they...
They're afraid of heights, but they've never flown before.
I think they're tripping balls.
Yeah, they don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on.
What's weird, though, is... Okay, so he knows two of them because they were his reindeer that are now immortal. The other reindeer, where did they come from? Have they been learning how to fly for years?
Yeah, like, have they just been in the stable slowly learning to fly?
Oh, okay, 14th century. It wasn't even 14th yet. It was still, like, 13th. We're making nutcrackers and baby dolls.
Now, this is
a great montage. To get girls ready for being pregnant.
Right.
Cliche Christmas.
Right.
Get the gendering done nice and early.
It's a man's world.
Come on, boys. That's my good boy.
All right. So every time this guy lands on a roof, every time he takes off, he treats the reindeer like it's their first time doing it. If this guy's going to every fucking house in all of the world every time, the reindeer are like, shut the fuck up. We know.
We know.
We know.
We're running behind schedule. Come on, Santa.
You gotta say, yo. You have to Stallone the reindeer to get him to go. I learned that from this movie.
It's like having one of those micromanaging bosses that's like, you're doing a great job, keep at it. You're like, what the fuck? I always do.
He's getting all these letters. What I want for Christmas is good penmanship. How about that? None of these letters say that.
This guy totally is crafting his own beer.
They're a couple, right? They
totally,
have to be.
Totally.
Again, you're immortal. You're going to partner up at some point. Who else would you let use your facial hair to paint with but somebody that's been inside you?
They're sharing beds. They've got all of eternity. Yeah. You become scanners all of a sudden.
Stupid cat. That girl's
head explodes.
Oh, God. That's still one of the best practical effects ever in a film.
Yeah.
Is scanners, the head explosion scene. Oh, boy.
Santa Claus. Okay, one... why wrap it in a bow? Yeah, he's on a schedule.
Yeah.
You're being counterproductive
too
right
much
now.
Effort.
What the hell just happened to that?
It became animated.
Oh, yes. Oh, and there's multiple.
I don't know, fellas. I'm not buying the 2D art against the practical mat.
Fantasia?
Effects.
I literally was just thinking Fantasia.
All of a sudden, they're now rolled up like scrolls when they were in envelopes a minute ago. Okay, that's because Santa's house is stuck in the 12th century where envelopes have not been invented.
They were rolling envelopes like joints because they're obsessed with powder
I think that like bubble or dome that envelops the habitat that they're in, it changes everything to reflect the times. That's why kids in the 20th century are about to get fucking wood presents from the 12th. And yet they're okay with it.
And they're going to be racist and sexist presents too. Yes, sir. What's with the nipple in the bottom of the screen?
What now? You had me a nipple. I missed it. That's going to be on my tombstone.
Abacus. Everybody wants that for Christmas.
Yeah.
Hey, did they give it to an Asian kid? Because that would have been great for an 80s movie.
If you didn't have enough fun playing with this in a doctor's office, you'll have much more fun at home.
Okay.
Every day will be like you're waiting for the dentist. Ho, ho, ho.
This is the suburban version of Do They Know It's Christmas, I think. They just found a bunch of, like, rich white kids to sing this one.
Edibles. Thank God.
Yep. I've had a cookie.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't leave it up for Santa. Fuck that. 19th century.
The night before Christmas.
Oh, yes. This is fun. The famous poem.
Why is she dressed like Cookie the Clown?
It's a poem.
Better than Wizzo. Santa's wanting to play that grand prize game, you know what I'm saying? He ain't going for Archway Cookies in bucket number one. No, sir. He's going for bucket number 10, getting that Schwinn bike. The Schwinn bike is a metaphor for asshole.
He had a broad face.
Too many sexual terms have been coined during this podcast alone.
Oh, man.
I'm getting a Schwinn bike on Christmas Eve, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm going to put streamers on the handlebars and everything.
So many deep cuts tonight. Josh, the cookies in the first bucket, man. Like, nobody remembers that.
I remember it.
I do too, man. Like, that's awesome.
The cookies.
Oh, classic. Yeah.
It's a cookie.
It's
cookies.
Are those joints?
Oh my god.
It's the crucifix.
Right. The from Pineapple Express.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
The cross joint. Which I realized watching that recently, they light that at exactly 4 minutes 20 seconds.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a Kevin Smith move right there.
Definitely.
Oh, okay. So the sand keeps diminishing. I'm really unsure how this sand, this hourglass works, because the century would require a lot of glitter.
Huge hourglass.
Also, they're still
elf-made.
Self-made.
Okay. Next time they do that, I'm going to commit elf immolation. That's how fed up I am.
Rage against the machine. So, I had storybooks for this movie. Thanks
were
to
they
McDonald's.
The McDonald's.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, gotcha.
There was a series of, I believe, 4 little books. They were probably about 12 pages at the most. It was just like a portion of the movie, and I think you had to collect them all to find out how fucked up this movie is.
Find more nuggets.
And I only had the red one and the green one, and I think the green one was called The Elves at the Top of the World. It said nothing about Vindicum.
And they were even talking about elves being on top, so you would have thought that
exactly.
Would have been mentioned.
Everybody knows on bottom's best anyway, but I digress, especially if you're an elf. Like, you get short legs.
It's hard to climb up there.
Leverage.
Yeah, exactly.
Need footstools and shit. It's embarrassing.
So this is a snow globe in a snow globe. It's meta, but this one works. And this is the first, I think, Christmas movie to incorporate a snow globe as a storytelling device. Mm-hmm. I think it would later be reused on The Santa Claus, which we're actually going to be rewatching for Dishing Disney, and I will rip that movie to part in a matter of a day. I think it comes out tomorrow.
I didn't see that movie until recently, like a year ago I saw Santa
Really?
Claus.
Okay, they made three of them. Yeah. You're good with just sticking with the first two.
Yeah.
I love Martin Short, but
yeah,
that was a paycheck.
Yeah, for sure.
Big time money day. All right, so now we have an androgynous homeless kid.
Looks kind of like Natty Gann.
Yep, exactly what I said.
Wait, it is
Meredith Salinger, aka Mrs. Patton Oswalt. Congratulations to them.
Okay, I had no idea.
He married
very recently
Natty Gann. Yeah, but it's a boy.
But that's not Natty Gann, so
kid named Joe, because it's New York, so it's Dave Joe. How's a homeless kid afford to pay for double mint gum?
They don't. Theft.
And looking through the window, we are introduced to our love interest for the homeless kid.
Right. This movie takes a weird turn in the snow globe portion.
This is Corny Cornelia. The name's Corny. Miss Cornelia, if you're nasty.
You can hear the music perfectly well at the table while you do your homework.
This lady's a bitch.
Just to get that out there.
Is going to stand for this kind of
a- Never even looks at my report card. He probably doesn't even know what grade I'm in.
Young lady,
all right, so I'm just going to say it now before we get too far into it. The kid actors are shit in this movie.
Like, I kind of like Cornelia.
Cornelia is the best of them. But, okay, Joe had very few credits after this. The other secondary kids, such as in the dance class.
Yeah.
We will go off on that scene. But the kid actors are shit. I don't even think they really need to be involved that much. They just got worked in like, oh, the kids have to have somebody to identify with because this is literally the story of a dead old guy who was revived and became immortal, hanging out with a bunch of old other white dudes.
Yeah, Christmas Dracula can't be told as a story
right.
without children to relate to the children.
So now that Christmas is over, we got a long time until the next main event. Like, we got 364 to fill up. Let's have a reality show. And it's like North Pole's next new assistant.
Right. It's ourselves competing for the assistant role.
Yeah, to the death.
They've had 400 years to figure out who the best elf is on the assembly line. And he's still having Santa's head.
And we got
competition.
We got Mike from the Young Ones and Harry Dean Stanton paired up
Boing.
With Dudley Moore. Is that a boner joke?
Yes, it was. I apologize.
And so. And then him. Power bottom with Abe Lincoln and triple braid there. That's an interesting
power
choice.
Power bottom and triple braid are my favorite elf names ever. This is Happy, this is Inky, this is Slinky. That's power bottom and triple braid.
I live in a fucked up North Pole, man. What can I say?
It's the South Pole. You go very lowbrow. I got the ducks for Burgess Meredith to ride later.
Right. So they put them in the furnace. Oh, yes. We can't be bothered to paint because, you know, we have limited time being immortal and having 364 days.
Yeah. Nothing cues laughter like a trombone.
I love the sound effects. And they look so surprised that it's actually working.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, I actually... Okay. And my little abacus at the top there with the four beads on it, that's... Oh, there's one, two, three, four. Oh, now I gotta go back. One, two, three, four.
Because counting in four is the easiest, most efficient way.
You know, musicians do it.
Boing, there we go again.
Yeah, the boing. There's a total... rip-off sound effect later in the movie.
Oh, is this the Superman 3 rip-off sound effect?
No, it is not.
Okay.
but I do like the boing-oing. That's kind of fun.
Oh, I could watch these shots over and over.
Oh my
all
gosh.
Day.
So this is
recycled shots.
We get it. It's not working. Thanks.
This is the opposite of those YouTube videos where it's like, this is oddly satisfying. And it's like things fitting perfectly in the place.
Yeah.
This is, yeah.
This is appropriately disturbing.
It's surprising we didn't see Kobe Bryant bruising a vagina in that, you know, that whole story. That's a reference from a decade ago. There's vaginal bruising. He couldn't find the entryway. It's in the court reports.
Merry
Look
Christmas,
it up.
Everybody.
Happy holidays.
Kobe Bryant was accused of rape, everybody. Merry Christmas. That's why Michael Jordan will always be the greatest of all time. Yeah, he had a gambling problem. Yeah, his dad may have been murdered
sure,
because
he
of
cheated,
gambling debts.
But he didn't rape him.
Yep.
All right, that's the society we live in. This poor guy, the poor bearded fella.
Oh, hey.
So, yeah, this movie has a lot of product placements.
Forgot about this third story of the movie.
Now, this is not to the Mac and Me level, where there's a whole dance number. Yeah. It's like, hey, happy birthday party here, and the clown will break dance.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't happen at McDonald's.
Instead, we get homeless children peeking
and,
in.
Yes, that's more realistic, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
And then her throwing up would be extremely realistic. But
I like chicken nuggets. I'm a drink their soda.
The turtleneck with the jacket.
You ever play that game where you provide dialogue for people across the room and make them say really stupid things? Like, hey, I'm drinking the soda. Why would he say that? We know you're drinking soda. We're watching you. Oh, good God. Merry Christmas.
Oh.
God, this room looks like it was made by a miniature set artist.
Hey, you know what homeless kids like? A huge fucking can of Coca-Cola. Because that's what he is about to get. Seriously, it's got the pull top and everything.
Table scraps and Coca-Cola.
Right. Here's your carrot sticks.
Your dinner roll.
Knocks on me. Dinner roll.
It's like, is this that new Coke shit I heard about? Mm-mm. Coke Classic, bitch. Oh, thank God.
He's an Azima. Now fuck off.
He eats really loudly. And she has a fetish where she likes watching homeless kids eat.
I was gonna say she stood up real slow.
We can't see her right hand. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
I hope you're watching along. He's gonna burp. And she likes it. There's bars on those windows.
Yeah, where do they live?
Is she a werewolf? Is she a lycanthrope?
Once a month.
Well,
if this was directed by John Landis, she would be.
This was originally John Carpenter was going to direct the movie.
Really?
How much better would this be if John Carpenter directed
100 times.
Yes.
Yeah, he wanted...
We might have some Jamie Lee Curtis boobs if it was.
Right, yeah.
Stay tuned till next week.
Yes, there will be Jamie Lee Curtis boobs eventually.
We have a 100% Jamie Lee Curtis boob guarantee. Okay. And I rarely say that.
These shots, Superman.
Yeah.
Yes,
These are the exact... Not the
is that
one.
Is that the Twin Towers?
Yes, we did set the Twin Towers.
Oh, jeez. I wonder if we'll see them again this month.
I think we might.
We might.
I think there's... now that I'm thinking about it, there are... But yeah, like, you can picture, if you just,
just
get Santa Claus out of there.
Christopher Reeve flying, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There is, those exact shots are used in the Superman movies.
God, that's blatant. Hang on, boys. I think we're
$50 million production, you couldn't just get a helicopter for one fucking night.
Exactly, you gotta recycle shots.
Here he goes, giving him more commands. After 400
those
years.
Are real reindeer, I can tell.
These are too, yeah. Yeah, we know, Santa. We're supposed to stop. You said that 5 seconds ago at the last
rooftop. I'll be right back.
Right. We know.
I just got to go talk to this homeless kid.
Find your own doorway. Don't crowd me.
What are you doing out here?
I'm pitching a no-hitter.
This kid reminds me of Buddy from just one of the guys.
But it's Christmas Eve. Don't you know what that means?
Yeah, it means you're out of a job till
Yeah, it means I'm working overtime and not getting paid. Fuck off, old man.
Sure, you're a nut.
I'm Santa Claus.
Oh, fuck you, kid. No presents for you.
It's still going to be 2 years before I'm hanging out with John Cusack and some wolf dog. Riding the rails, having adventures. You could even say a journey.
Come on.
Riding the rails, if you know what I mean.
Real?
Want to go for a ride?
A ride? A ride on that? I've never even been in a plane.
Okay.
Well,
that's
a busy
pretty reasonable right. thing for a child of his age. I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah. Now.
That'd be like him saying, a ride on that thing? I haven't even seen a vagina.
I've never even been to the moon. Yeah, no shit.
Do you know how to say...
Yo.
Yo.
Yo?
Oh, he did it.
It's a Gotham City set from Batman Returns.
Looks like it.
That's another Christmas movie that's yeah. not a Christmas movie, very, but it's in my Christmas movie.
Yep, every year. True.
Yep.
I watch that. My girlfriend and I wrap presents to Batman Returns every year.
Who do you dress up as?
While wrapping gifts?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Oh, I thought maybe you were Catwoman.
No, I mean strictly naked. I don't dress up at all. Naked gift wrapping. I just tried to drink my microphone. That is not going to work.
Sarah seems the Alfred type.
She's the Catwoman. Hey, a sex house.
Oh, flash fun.
I think that was Chicago.
Oh, so this is where they do the super duper looper scooper.
What's that?
Is that here or is that later?
Well, maybe tonight's the night.
Oh, I hope so.
How do reindeer know what college is?
Yeah, I was just saying, why the hell is Santa just like, give it the old college try?
Colleges didn't exist in the 12th century.
Is that a sexual euphemism? Let's give it the old college try.
Right.
Let's get her drunk and, like, what?
Is that what that means?
I don't know. Give it the old rusty now.
Uh-oh. No. He's got performance anxiety. Toss my cookies.
Well, didn't work again.
I like that blue screen, Joe.
We'll get him next time.
Get a load of this guy.
Reindeer side eye.
So angry.
This fucking guy's got to shut up one of these days.
Santa Claus.
All right, let's throw him off. Count of three.
Wait till I can walk on two legs. When I become a biped,
how would you like to drive?
He'll be leading the sleigh.
Me? Drive?
Sure. It's easy.
But I've never even been in a plane before.
Well, come on.
If only he'd had a better movie to play Santa Claus in. He really is a great Santa Claus.
Agreed.
He captures the energy perfectly.
Oh, great.
Rock.
What do you call him?
Reindeer.
Drunk.
No, yeah. Starting from the front, that's Donner and Blitzen, Comet and Cupid, Prancer and Dancer, then Dasher and Vixen.
Look, there's the Brooklyn Bridge. Here we go.
Yeah. Every time those reindeer give that look,
yeah.
I just picture like a yeah. This fucking
this
guy.
Shit again.
Yeah, here we go.
One night a year. I just got to tell myself, I just get through tonight. I get to take it easy. Fuck Vixen for the next 11 months.
Because we assume Vixen is at least female.
And if
you know,
not.
The name is Vixen.
Yeah. I mean, we would assume. Oh, yeah, because we're flying straight. You can't possibly do that.
Ever since he said yo, I can't tell if he's saying yo or Joe when he talks to this
guy. Is that a Green Lantern?
Yeah. It is. Darkest Night. Hey, it's Peoria City Hall.
Looks like it.
It'd be funnier if it was Big Al's.
I would watch this movie over and over if that were the case.
I never had a house for you to deliver a gift.
I mean, hey, I never needed nothing. See, I usually travel light.
Except maybe to learn how to not use double negatives or nothing.
Or not so much, maybe. I don't know.
Yo. And laying a finger...
Let's do a line.
Laying a finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney Joe Rose. What'd be funnier is if Santa went up and Joe's, like, stuck down there. He just keeps, like, pressing his nose. Like, why is this working?
Owners of the house come down, call the cops.
And a homeless kid gets thrown in jail. In the,
yeah.
Next, I'll visit you in juvie next year, Joe. Bye-bye.
Santa Claus the movie, everybody.
Santa's a dick. Oh, there's Corny. Why is she allowed to see Santa?
Are you him?
Are you he?
Are you Santa Claus?
Does he Santa be a dick to her?
Hello, little girl.
He's
supposed to know her name.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Hey, homeless kid, why are you in my house?
We don't know each other.
Biblically. I gave him a big old Coke.
I gave him table scraps.
And a plate of leftovers.
I gave him breadcrumbs and water.
Yeah, I burped on her turkey. What about it?
I think Drunk at the Movies needs a t-shirt that just says, yeah, I burped on her turkey. What about it?
You will? You mean it?
Santa Claus doesn't lie, Joe. Next Christmas Eve, we got a date, okay?
You bet.
Thanks for the cookies.
All right, I gotta make out with this silverware now. Take it easy, kids.
What a guy.
You've got it, mister.
Oh, yeah, this is where the toys all break. Christmas is ruined.
A Betty Boop cartoon where Grampy comes to save the homeless children.
Oh, what's the matter, kid? That weird wood toy that you didn't ask for?
Right.
Broke?
I wanted Nintendo and you got me a shitty wood toy that broke the first day.
Yeah. Go play your fucking Atari and shut up.
Why would you have your kid's that close to the road? Where's the school bus just barreling through?
One, where's the school bus going? The kid, it's Christmas Day.
Right?
Who stole a school bus on Christmas?
Slides past a kid, runs over its toy, has no idea it's in its feet anyway.
The parents were so not concerned about it.
So basically...
These are the horrible girl actors.
Yeah.
Corny can pack a punch. Like, she put some stank on that.
So I just love the idea that there's somebody driving a school bus around who's not supposed to be on Christmas Day running over toys in front of children.
It's
like
the Grinch prequel.
Turns are coming back from everywhere. Turns? We've never...
Or Fred Claus?
Yeah.
Santa's jealous.
Bad
brother.
Santa.
Yeah. It could be any of them.
This is a prequel, really. Well, oh, Patch, you put the ass in assistant.
Yeah. I was just about to comment, like, he has to wear that apron that says assistant.
Even though he fucked up the job already.
Yeah, clearly.
The thing I've never seen that part. I wanted.
Quit stepping on my lines.
Tied down to a desk suits some elves, you know, but. Others of us are more free spirits.
Are you firing me? Fine, I'll just go narrate a movie about a pug and a kitty cat. It's a Milo
Notice. Yeah, yeah. It's a classic.
That's using the word classic red, loosely.
Yeah.
I remember the trailer. That counts. I never saw that.
It was an Asian movie that some American company bought the rights to. And he's had Dudley Moore re-narrate it.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
The violin score would imply something.
Power Bottom is the new head elf. North Pole's gonna get fabulous.
Top elf, Power Bottom.
Just doesn't like me.
Oh, Patch, you have got to go. I'm sorry. We are dealing with way too many returns right now. You just need to skedaddle, go make a fucking puth pop, and have a day.
The reindeer voiced by Edwin.
Oh, you got them stuff to make me fly? I love flying. Sometimes I laugh so much I float on the ceiling like Lionel Richie. I'm forbidden from doing Edwin impressions anymore. Yeah. I've reached the maximum on Dishing Disney. I've done all the big Edwin movies. But I have a secret weapon.
Yeah.
Babes in Toyland. He's in it.
Oh.
Next year, I can bust that one out, and Edwin will return for Christmas. Don't tell Brianna.
Doesn't this just look like Clark trying to hitch to the North Pole in Superman 2?
That's a long hitch.
Yeah, I never understood that.
Oh, and they're gone.
And then his home even leaves him behind.
Yep.
Hey, Mr. Narwhal.
And he's in the dark.
Oh, and now we're at the Capitol. And here we go. We are an hour into the movie exactly, and our antagonist is finally introduced.
Yeah.
John Lithgow.
Wearing a rose corsage?
Yeah. Like he's supposed to be Vito Corleone?
No. He is the Dan Aykroyd guy from Saturday Night Live that makes the toys. It's this literally
the bag
reminds
of glass.
Exactly, with Candace Bergen.
Right.
And Johnny Switchblade, or whatever he's called. That's what this character reminds me of. He's on trial for making horrible toys. This panda bear is the worst of all.
It might be the only legitimately funny part of the movie.
Yeah.
Like this attempt at comedy actually works for me.
Yeah, look at this panda. Panda screw head. There's sawdust and nails.
If the rest of the movie maintained that level of absurdity, it would have been hilarious.
More astonished than you are to see this, and I can guarantee that if these are not isolated examples, I'll make sure that they never happen again.
There was not supposed to be sawdust and nails and glass. It was supposed to be heroin in those balls.
I'll personally see to it that your license to manufacture and distribute in the United States is revoked.
All right, let's have a station.
No comment!
Okay, Towser, give it to me straight.
Cut, Lithgow, bigger.
I was
going to
say, yeah. I was like, boy, Johnny Lith's probably going to chew it up big time.
As much as he can.
So the $50 million budget afforded $30 million worth of scenery for him to chew.
Yes.
He is just more over the top than Sylvester Stallone in 1987. Guessing on the year. I could be wrong.
I think you're right.
But you know what I'm going for.
Yes. Good reference.
Sticking to it. All in.
The world's a nice enough place, isn't it? I mean, they send such nice letters from there. It must be.
Fuck yeah, 1987 was right.
Nice.
It was going to bother me if I didn't look it up. I should believe in myself more. That's my Christmas wish. So, all the toys are getting pulled. Electro Ampo car. And he thinks, oh, that means they're hot sellers. No, it's a safety recall. And Hobo Joe there thought he was imagining things.
Yeah, if two things were funny in the 80s, it were
winos.
Alcoholism and homelessness.
And there's not enough children's movies with alcoholics in them nowadays. Oh, yeah. So the rose wasn't his call, I guess.
I mean, he really is good at chewing scenery,
he
though.
Is.
He does
Agreed.
It so well.
Agreed.
If anybody comes in, I'll just vanish.
You what? Vanish like this?
That's too much having Dudley Moore and Lithgow in one scene.
Yeah.
And like 2 years later, he was doing Harry and the Hendersons. He'd already done Footloose at this point.
When was Raising Kane?
That was like early mid 90s.
Oh, was it that early?
Yeah.
I thought it was or late. I thought it was earlier.
And like World According to Garp, that was years before this. That was more of a dramatic role.
But Twilight Zone was before this,
yes.
Which was the first thing I ever saw.
Yeah.
Twilight Zone, on the movie.
Yeah, doing the gremlin on the wing.
Shatner role.
Yeah. Iconic.
Again, directed by Richard Donner, to bring it back to a Superman reference. That episode of Twilight Zone was one of Richard Donner's early things. He was a TV director for years.
Which Jordan Peele has come out and said he's going to do that episode in his Twilight Zone reboot.
That I haven't heard that.
Get out!
Yeah. That makes me so happy. Get-
a movie reference? I loved Lithgow in Dexter. He was fantastic in that. Season 3. Yeah, I think season 3. If you haven't seen that, seriously, go watch it. It's great. I did used to enjoy 30 Rock from the Sun when it was on. He's going to smoke a stogie.
Is that what it is?
Puff on that.
I want to see these two smoke a blunt. I'd rather watch that for an hour 45.
Here's his idea.
You stop making all your regular toys. Well, I mean, I'm sure they're fine and dandy. Dandy and fine, but we won't be needing them anymore. No. Tell me something. How can I tell all the people about my something special?
The tongue darting out.
How do I do that?
My line, television works best.
Oh, I know.
So much Lithgow tongue in this movie. Oh,
can we get smoking a cigar, he's
money,
chewing
a horse
it.
And a hoop skirt can get God.
Chewing the scenery like a cigar.
Go on.
So the Salkinds, when they were looking for the actor to play this antagonist, they wanted, literally what they said, was a Gene Hackman type, like Superman the movie. They wanted somebody who could embody that sort of like corniness, but also evil kind of thing.
Okay.
And I think that with a different direction, Lithgow could have, you know, I think he could have done it.
Yeah.
But this is pretty cartoony.
Yes, it is.
Pretty cartoony.
Anyway, that's all the advertising.
This is shot like lit, like it's an Oliver Stone picture. That like high key light coming over this guy.
Back and to the left.
Right.
My needs are simple: a bowl of stew, heavy on the dill, a cold place to sleep.
Oh, heavy on the dill.
Oh, all right.
Oh my. Mrs. Claus used to get heavy on the dill, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's fantastic. How do you talk?
Here we go.
Oh,
here we go. Gosh. Here we go.
For free!
Oh, my God.
Well,
there it is.
Oh, wow.
That is the vindicum of John Lithgow's performance.
For free!
Face full of vindicum, right?
Yeah.
You know, he took the paycheck and he's just like, let the director let me do whatever the hell I want. I'm going to chew it all up.
Whatever you say, Jeannot, I'll do it.
Exactly.
Excuse me, you're drooling on your tie.
And the director, besides doing Supergirl the movie, also directed many episodes of Smallville, the TV series. If we really want to rein in as many Superman references as possible.
Yeah.
Because the Salkinds, they had a thing.
Also, Dudley Moore's wearing underoos. I'm guessing. He's a diminutive man.
He was originally supposed to play Mr. Mitzelplick in Superman 3.
Yeah, I heard about that.
The script.
Okay.
Which would have been fun.
How do you think that's pronounced if you're dyslexic? It's probably like a real word.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Party powder.
For free?
The first one's free.
Yeah. Get you a little taste of the patch snatch.
The nose clams.
Booger sugar.
So, his number two here, his assistant, I believe he was in Jaws.
Really?
Yeah.
He does look familiar. That would make...
They could have had Rick Moranis in this role. That would have been great.
Yeah.
Like Barry Lewis from Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Vincent Clortho, keymaster of Gozer.
the pleasantest sound in the world.
What's he building in there?
I'm not sure. He says it's the delivery system. Yes, we brought the prototypes for it.
Let me see them.
Towser. Towser.
Jeffrey Kramer is his name.
Okay.
Those look like sex toys.
Yes, they do. Yeah, he played it the...
I like Pierce.
One, he was in Clue. He played the motorist.
Yeah. He's the first guy that shows up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, in Jaws, he was in that as well. As Deputy Hendrix.
If this catches on, we can come out with a liquid version.
And Jaws 2. Like, he didn't die in the first one.
Yeah.
Which, again, same director. I think that Jaws 2 was directed by the director of this movie.
Really?
I think it's Jeannot. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Schwartz or Schwartz.
An elf portrait.
Okay.
Schwa. Let's say Schwa.
Made one of those.
Oh, that's a grammatical thing.
He never got a Schwa.
No, you're not seeing things, kids. This is a Schwa.
I see your Schwa is bigger than mine.
What our son might have
I see your Schwa, yeah. And I raise you, a Doomlot. Umlaut, I mean.
Is that balsa wood? Because that sounds very light.
Yeah.
Like, there's no heft to that, the way they're moving it.
Balsa wood sculpture of a dude taking a crap. Nice gift, Santa.
Yeah, and she's like, it's Patch. It looks nothing like Dudley Moore.
No.
So that means Mrs. Claus is missing Patch.
PZ knows what he's doing. He knows how to grab the people.
Yeah, because he knows how to grab the people. Right in the pussy. Patch, snatch, snatch, snatch.
Where the elves make toys. It's a Christmas treat.
Patch,
for you girls
snatch.
And boys.
God, there's another $10 million of the budget with that setup here. Like, parrots.
Hey, homeless kids, you want this sucker? Well, too fucking bad. You don't get one.
Well, the patchwork present.
Why is she dressed as the Hamburglar?
Rabba rattle.
It is a McDonald's tie-in.
That's true. Yeah.
What is wrong with that tree?
Yes. It looks like
dead.
Cobwebs.
It's a wampa. It's just like waiting in the corner to strike. Corny's going to come out with one less arm. Oh, so her step-uncle, because that's a thing.
It certainly should
dun,
be.
Dun.
I'm a pop my knuckles.
Plot twist.
Also, how are they getting broadcast channels up at the North Pole?
I don't know.
Good question.
At least he's all right.
And it's like he's being broadcast on a toy.
Christmas Eve, is it? I'm going to do my job. The way I always do.
With a gun.
Or
drunk. Santa's got a brand new sack.
Claws with a shotgun.
So this looks like a set for an Evel Knievel stunt.
Yeah. American Gladiator.
Yeah. He's going to jump Snake Canyon again.
America's Next Top Model with Evel Knievel.
All right,
listen to the sound effects here.
Yes, this is what I was talking about.
This is what I was talking about, Superman 3.
Are you sure?
They're definitely Superman 3 sound effects.
Very Superman.
There is a sound effect when he hits a button that is straight from a video game that I spent hours playing as a youth.
Which game was it?
It is specifically for the Atari. It is the shitty Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Those are Pac-Man sound effects.
That one.
You're going to hear the one.
That. The little buzzing. That is the supercomputer at the end of Superman 3 when Richard Pryor made.
Yeah.
All of these sound effects were reused in that.
Yeah. Some of these are Atari Pac-Man sound effects. Because the Atari game was different from the arcade game.
Very different, yeah.
It was pretty bad from what I remember. It didn't have like.
Yeah, I still played it because I mean I didn't know any better. But so he's pinching his hat. Why are they standing in his way?
It's turned into like the running wheels.
Who the hell is she? Go deliver them suckers, kid.
Bird, baby, bird.
Oh, there they go. Da, 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 go,
got Indiana Jones hat and all
that
of a
sudden. That is shameless.
Oh.
Yeah, that looks real.
Uh-huh. Well done.
And this is where they meet in the middle and they burn. Oh, so Patch just left. And now Santa's arriving. Santa's getting everybody to slap a second.
Now we have a near miss. They collide.
It's
and
a meet
season
cute.
Two of Breaking Bad begins.
Yeah. They're going to have a meet cute later. And he's like, what is this shit? I know I didn't deliver that.
What's with these suckers to make you feel good?
And Joe's like, hey, Santa. Remember me? I haven't aged at all in a year after living on the streets for 365 days. I look exactly the same as I did a year ago because that is normal.
And this shot they used already. They're yep, using the same recycled. Shot in the same movie now.
Whoa! It's expensive to get reindeer to fly. Let's see if he remembers this kid's name.
Hello, Joe.
Okay.
What do you know?
Hey, how's it going?
Man, 50 million. I can't see it. I can't see 50 million. I really can't with all these recycled
Imagine
shots.
Imagine what we could do with 50 million now.
I could do endless things with 50 million.
I could be very happy.
I could make 5 movies with 50 million.
I could drink so much alcohol.
I could do an episode of this every day. Exactly. For the rest of my life.
At least I've got
I'll be the next time. Joe Rogan.
Are you
there you go.
People listen to him for hours every day. Why not me?
Yeah.
I'm funny.
We fit the insecurity part of the episode where we all break down like, why didn't that happen for me?
Hey, come on.
Fuck off.
What do you want?
Don't talk to Blitzen. He's like, him and Vixen split up. It's been really weird. Like,
don't tell him I told you.
Yeah, we're not supposed to know, but there's obviously something going on.
After all of his dedication, Joe gets a gift bag.
For you.
I picked it up at the Dollar Tree.
To poop on. He's like,
it's Bath and Body Works.
Really?
Gee, thanks.
What am I supposed to do with this? One
a gun rack.
I don't have a shelf to display this on. I don't have baubles. I have no curio cabinet. I'm a homeless kid. I'm going to burn this for about 50 seconds worth of warmth after you fly your fat fucking ass back to the North Pole and leave me alone for another year. And I'm not going to grow because I'm not eating. I don't get milk. I'm not on a free school lunch program. I don't even know what school I go to at this point. I can barely muster anything in the English language aside from my name's Joe and yo. How am I going to survive out here with this fucking toy of this elf? Thanks a lot, you fucking asshole.
Way to go. That was excellent.
That was awesome.
Merry Christmas. It would be a shame to let it go to waste. Oh, this is when the bitch gets high.
Oh, is all right. Why does the film stock keep changing in this movie?
I'ma lick you like a lollipop.
Oh yeah.
I didn't just break my teeth eating this.
She just got lifted.
Oh, look at me.
She never been high in her life. Oh, I'm being dainty about it. I'm crossing my legs when I'm... this is my favorite.
Oh, this is...
The B-boy.
Sadness.
Got real for a second.
Here we go. Hey, my man.
Okay, a little overweight kid.
Nope. There he goes. He's a fucking Harlem Globetrotter.
Oh,
like that scene in Look Who's Talking 3.
I don't believe it. It gives kids false senses that they can go for girls 3 feet taller than them. Or was that his sister? Why, you wouldn't hold hands with a girl that was your sister at that age.
I never had a sister.
That's true. I'm sorry. You wouldn't hold hands with your brother if you were that age.
I wouldn't hold his hand now.
Oh, my goodness. There's a press conference. What do you think these guys are up to? Up to no good. Started making trouble in the neighborhood. Got one little puce popping. Some mom got scared and said...
Goober, actually. He's head of the sewing department.
Why the name puce pop? Why did they decide on that?
That was the associate's fault, because he liked that color.
He liked the color.
And Lithgow says something like, you would. Gay joke.
Yeah,
in
weird,
a kid's movie.
Yeah, weird random gay joke. I forgot about that.
You would. You F.A.
All the little children of this world.
Of course you have anal for Christmas. It's not special for you.
Yeah. For free?
Oh, that guy in the Yankees cap is getting thrown around with that camera.
Don't take it seriously.
And what was that business about our future plans?
The future is ours, Patch.
But I'm going back to the North Pole.
Says,
oh, nobody yet. But now Santa Claus has seen what I can do. I'm sure he's going to send for me to come home.
Well, why would you want to do that? What does the North Pole have that New York doesn't? Ice.
No, he's getting insecure.
Polar bear.
Rampant homosexuality.
I don't know.
They're neck and neck. Fair point.
Do me one favor before you go.
No, I can't. I've got to go back.
No.
Did you just call yourself a cunt? What did you say?
For them, Patch.
Oh, who?
Am I right? Something for them. Something for all the children of this miserable old world.
That's how you smoke a cigar.
That's how you start the cigar.
We're turning this into an ASMR podcast. That made the children
walk on. I think it became that when
I'm gonna give you tingles.
The little girl gave the food scraps to the homeless kid and was listening, like, "Oh, what's he gonna do next?"
Yeah, I'm a burp on that turkey.
Yeah, she was waiting for. You mean
like? I made myself snort. Shit.
And could you do that before you go?
Yes, but
it wouldn't take you long.
Oh, yeah, it depends.
No. Just blow. No, we did that already. That's yesterday's news.
Right in his face.
The consumer needs a new model.
Well, candy.
No one smokes cigars like that. I'm sorry.
Girls can't hold they smoke. That's what it is.
You want some terrific elf?
I mean, I could convert the machines to do candy canes and in a week or two, and then I suppose...
I can launch the ad campaign tomorrow. Strike while the iron is hot. I can promise delivery in, say, 3 months.
3 months? But it's a year to Christmas.
You've got a hit like we have, Patch. The people don't want to wait a whole year. They're dying for a sequel.
Which never happened.
That's it. We'll bring it out on March 25th, and we'll call it... Christmas.
Energize.
Boogaloo. I took out the electric because that's what I just want a boogaloo. It could be acoustic boogaloo. It doesn't have to be electric. When Dylan went electric, a lot of people rebelled. It was not well received. Santa Claus, just have a boogaloo. What do you think that entails?
Just a boogaloo?
What's in a boogaloo? I don't understand what a boogaloo is all these years. I say it so easily, and I don't know what it means.
I think it's just folk dancing. I think a electric boogaloo without the electricity is just folk dancing.
Like Stone Country?
Yeah.
I went there once. I had blue hair at the time. Guess how well that went over.
That did not go over well, I'm guessing.
I thought I was going to get in a fight that night, and I was not going to win. I think a rodeo was in town. There were a lot of belt buckles in the house.
Yeah, a lot of cowboys, I'm sure.
All right, that's where we're going next. Three of us going to Stone Country after this.
Yeah, I mean, I'll electric slide. I'll boot scoot boogie. I can heel toe dosey do. You be Brooks, I'll be done.
I wonder how many times that thunder sound effect has been used in movies.
That thunder is actually dead. That's what's scary. Like... That thunder you're hearing?
It died out years ago.
Yeah. Oh. Hooty hoo.
Little mouse.
What the hell was that?
Fuck?
How did he make Dar that? Is he a like dolphin?
Beastmaster all of a sudden. He takes a weird turn.
Hey, girl, what's up?
Come on, quick.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to climb the...
That milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. All the homeless boys.
That's just very Great Expectations. This girl just controlling this homeless kid from above.
They're just making candy canes out of glitter water.
Right. Yeah, it's called meth.
Only the finest glitter water, yeah. Though. Why is half full and half empty on the other side of the dial? That makes no sense.
No. He stumbled into the prop department.
Oh, yeah, I gotta get some of that dust.
He starts freebasing it.
And he catches on fire like Richard Pryor. Nobody's looking? Okay. If you've ever seen Trading Places, you know where the scene's going.
That's terrible.
And if you don't, that's a sneak preview for next week.
She takes off her hair.
Yep, the red wig comes off. She's got a pixie cut. And things get statutory.
All right, all right, all right. Reel it in, reel it in.
Yeah, seeing Santa all forlorn is just not making me feel very Christmassy all of a sudden.
He's contemplating existence right now, I think.
Yeah.
He's seen some shit. For sure. I mean, how many centuries has he lived at this point?
Like five?
That's too many. Children ought to like it. We die for a reason.
Precisely. Does it fly?
I don't even remember your name anymore. Great. So now we're incorporating bodily fluids into my toys. Fantastic. This is what my life has come to. Whatever. I deliver dolls that piss themselves. Merry Christmas. I hate my life. Get me a gun.
This has been hell for half a millennium.
Christmas 2? Question mark on the cover of Time magazine. Christmas 2? That's a thing? It literally just got mentioned 2 minutes ago in private. How is it on Time magazine? Oh,
good Lord, man. It's 3 a.m. Have you ever heard of the telephone?
I couldn't. Telephone?
He's wearing black and red. Yeah. How appropriate.
I didn't dare use a phone, BC. I couldn't take the chance of anyone hearing.
Hearing what? Hearing what?
You know there was no point in this film director getting caught. Just let Lookout go.
Just let him go, man. He's let it roll. He's killing it.
We got a lot of mags. Just let it roll.
Got $50 million worth of film. Just go, man. This is gold.
She just... that was in his ass. She had a thermometer.
You're burning up.
99.9.
It's Christmas Eve. I get penetrated. Mr. Mercury is going where the sun don't shine.
I know, homeless Joe. Thermometer, but it's going where I want it to go.
Hey, do you have a house? I think not. You're
all right.
Whoop de doo.
That's real apt pupil. All of a sudden.
She's a Nazi.
That's a whole subtext layer. I did not. I was not aware that existed in this movie.
Is that
there's Holocaust?
They'll be writing to me.
War criminals in this movie?
There might as well be. There's drug use. There's bestiality. There's...
oh yeah, wasn't that a PBR that he poured in?
Right. It was.
Yeah, yeah.
PBR in a snifter. Yeah.
PBR, man. Right now, you can buy Miller High Life in a champagne bottle.
Yeah,
it's really? Champagne
yeah,
of beers.
You can. Oh, wow. It's true.
Yep.
Gosh.
Oh, and Budweiser has released an aged, a beer aged in whiskey barrels.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Copper lager.
Remember when they used to make fun of craft beers on the Super Bowl and I was super offended?
Campaign apparently is no longer in effect.
Well, they've been buying up craft breweries left and right. But you know what craft brewery they're not buying up? Bearded Owl, bitch. We're independent. We keep it on the real. Keep it 100 down on State Street in Peoria.
Keep it fucking delicious.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. This beer is delicious. That is not a terrible lie. It's not even a lie. It's a truth.
Not terrible either.
No. Oh, yay, homeless child, cool child kidnapped.
By an SS officer.
Where's he being abducted from, though, really?
That's true.
The streets? Yeah. So he's in a better situation?
Merry Christmas!
Would you rather be homeless, or would you rather be kidnapped and given shelter?
Oh, that's a good question.
These are the things that keep me up at night. If I was a 10-year-old homeless boy on the streets of New York, would I prefer to be homeless, or would I want to be abducted by some weird step-uncle? So I just
assumed I should refrigerate them, too. Damn it, Towser, get on with your story. Stop giving me all these short sentences and making me go, like some kind of damn moron.
I had to move one of the batches of candy canes to another part of the
factory. This movie is painful.
A box next to a radiator in the lab.
And...
Get on with it.
Candy canes exploded. They react to extreme heat and turn volatile.
The camera's even looking for something more interesting right now.
And there's Webster in the dumbwaiter.
Ma'am, George.
That was like an Amityville-esque shot there. Like, yeah. It felt like it.
And then the really high nanny comes in and the step-uncle, like, throws her on the table and Corny's just like, and she becomes mute, and then the next year Santa comes to say hi and she can't talk, and he gets offended and he's like, well, your friend Joe, I don't even know where the hell he went, he's probably dead now, you won't even talk to me. And then he gets real upset because Patch is still gone because he invented Christmas too. Santa goes and hangs himself, but he doesn't die because he's immortal, so he's stuck in the rafters with a rope around his neck, twitching, calling for help. And the reindeer just laugh.
That was John Carpenter's pitch.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly
why they didn't go with it.
Makes sense.
I'd watch that one.
Yeah.
Over and over. Way more than this one.
And knitting. And knitting.
Brazil. Oh, man. Brazil. Yeah. Are we going during
movie?
During Carnival?
Big rum drinks with pineapple in them.
Big rum drinks.
He became Hunter S. Thompson.
A little more specific there, Johnny.
Right. It's rum drinks with pineapple in them.
It's just, I'm just going to put a pineapple in a cup of rum.
Oh, my God.
And let the elf taste the music.
Elf.
Is there another elf joke here? Oh,
I don't know.
Laugh.
He can go elf himself. What does an elf read? Was that the Holy Bible?
They read elf help books. Sorry.
It's what not a blanket.
It's a self-guillotine.
It's not a blanket. It's a
slowest suicide ever.
It's a desk, like, with an accordion cover.
Top desk.
Oh, shit.
Wow,
that's,
wow,
took
this
a dark turn.
Dark.
Fisher Price, my first bondage. Wait, you guys didn't get that kit when you were a kid? Mine was a hand-me-down from my uncle. Like, it was from the 70s, so it wasn't even updated. Like, I'm in the old-school bondage.
I mean, just because your uncle gave it to you doesn't make me a hand-me-down.
Oh, good Lord, what is wrong with me? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Vixen's
it's a crazy
high.
Thermometer. They make crazy straws. It doesn't care that you have the flu. It's fun. It went in a loop.
That's what a crack pipe looks like.
That looked like the original pitch for Human Centipede. And Ranger Centipede.
What were they doing?
Sucking the flu out.
Oh, man. I don't think that's how that works, but I'm going to use that next time. Hey, I got the flu. You got to suck it out of me.
Suck it out of my butt.
Oh,
I can't read.
But it's only 2 weeks and she'll be out.
This can't wait.
The English language didn't exist when I did this.
We're flying out at 1900 hours.
But that's what we came to tell you.
Wait, they're military?
I guess.
They've got flu.
Air Force? This would have to happen now. Rudolph.
Well, I'll have to make do with six. Get them ready. Feed them.
Little Joe needs me.
Where did Little Joe get balloon stationery?
Boys. We have got ourselves one.
Oh, this is like the motivational locker room speech.
The patent scene.
Yeah, yes. Win one for the Gipper. Mm-hmm. We don't help. Like, if we don't help, Little Joe's going to get effed in the A. and it will not be a Merry Christmas. Corny already took his temperature. He's feeling tender.
No, two men short today. But this time, you've got to fight.
I just feel sorry for these reindeer.
Yeah.
It's just motivational
yeah.
speeches to get them to do things they don't want to do.
Yeah.
Do all of our Christmas movies this month involve homeless people?
Yes.
They do.
When you're drunk at the movies, Christmas equals homelessness.
I'm going to say it's not our fault. It's Christmas's fault. Christmas has this weird homelessness.
You know what?
Fetish.
You don't need that right. flat screen. Stay in your house, you know. Oh, yeah. So we found an Easter egg on the DVD, and I got all excited about it, and it was just an extended cut of that scene.
Yeah, it was just the BTS of that scene.
It was just them running around Santa's workshop, and I'm like, really? All
right.
I thought I found something DVD. Cool. $50 million on that shit. Oh, this is where you find Sloth.
Hey, you guys!
This is where Negan imprisons people.
Yeah.
Joe is crying. Like,
it's taking a dark turn.
This is like Unbreakable.
He's bound and gagged.
You know, he's
right.
Yeah.
Where's Bruce Willis when we need him?
David Dunn's going to show up.
Yeah, Bruce Willis will be back next month. We didn't do Die Hard for Christmas, but you'll see him soon enough.
It's been done.
Yeah.
Oh, creep, man.
Oh. Yeah, I know what you guys do.
I never did. What are you talking about?
He said the kids didn't like him no more on the county.
Yeah, a little bit of Arthur just creeped into that delivery.
He said I was his only friend left, you dumb punk.
But I just wanted him to see what it
I resent that remark, dumb punk. I was an honor student. I was in advanced classes, and I liked punk. Nobody ever says, hey, you educated punk.
Right.
I tried to prove people wrong. And now I host a podcast where I get drunk and watch movies. Who won that fight? I don't know.
Of all the movies the Salkinds wanted to put Dudley Moore in, why did they finally decide on a children's movie after he was known for being an alcoholic?
Exactly.
Like, that was his greatest character.
Exactly.
You'd make a great elf.
Right.
I don't know.
Where is he?
My step-uncle's got him. Listen, those candy canes.
Again, step-uncle.
Stunkle?
Like, you would either just call him that guy or...
Just my uncle.
My uncle.
Even.
Yeah.
Did she say when they got hot?
Got to hurry. Come on, boys!
Enough here to take care of Onyx.
I like how the candy canes glow radioactive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, neat.
Hey, yo. Down with BZ, says
that's
the graffiti.
That's what it said, yeah.
On the Coke machine.
Yeah.
Because that's more free advertisement.
Yep.
Or graffitiing.
Oh, here's the Atari Pac-Man. Do it. I never flown. Oh yeah, wait. I have flown before. I'm sorry.
It's the
this
cover
isn't
of
my
animals
first time
flown.
Oh no!
What is it?
Look.
All right. So, I have issues with this. It's still daylight. This is like Batman being out in the daytime.
Yeah,
it's a dark night for a reason. Santa should not be flying before dusk.
Agreed.
He's too visible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope, that makes no sense. They don't even have headlights on. Santa should not be out until headlights have been on for hours.
Agreed.
Oh, this is ridiculous. So BZ is cornered in his office. What to do? They're coming in, and he just happens to have a bunch of radioactive candy canes in his top drawer.
I'd like to think the last thing that went through BZ's head was that bullet.
Oh, God. They're like, oh, John, this is it. All right, now let it go. Let it all out.
Chew those candy canes like they're the scenery.
And the devilish look as he jumps out and goes up and does not stop.
Oh, God.
Okay. That's a helium man right there.
All right, I think we were all supposed to laugh at that.
Yeah.
No reaction.
We laughed because we knew what was happening, but didn't laugh at the actual punchline of the scene.
I mean, we can talk about it out loud, right?
Oh, they did a loop-de-loop.
Loop.
We finished our growler of terrible lie, and now we're drinking Deschutes fresh squeezed IPA.
They usually get a year's rest.
Give a glass.
No glass.
Come on, boys. Got my can here. Yeah, pour half in the snifter, and then the other person can drink it out of the can.
Thank you, sir. You're good. This is a shit pour, though. I'm sorry.
No, you're all good.
Where's Sylvester Stallone in Cliffhanger?
Right. Nice reference.
So the candy canes will explode. They apparently don't know that, but Santa and Corny do. And now they're in Antarctica for some reason.
That's the way. That's the way. Uh-huh, uh-huh. He likes
yeah.
it.
KC and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, this scene could go on forever.
No kidding.
I think it is.
Oh, my God.
They're making a left turn without a signal.
Come on, boys.
Come on, Marty.
If you love him like he loves you, give it all you got.
No.
What?
Well,
what
then.
What does that mean?
Whoa.
Look, Ma, no hands.
Look, Ma, no stage direction.
This is how homeless kids drive.
Oh, no.
There we go.
Yeah,
that's the Pac-Man.
And it's the Superman 3 sound effect when he dies in the video game thing, the simulation at the end.
That's Atari Pac-Man.
Yep.
The Super Duper Looper.
Oh, no. Santa just will not let the Super Duper Looper go.
He loves this move, and it's unnecessary. Just slow down and dive. And
apparently, our smoke alarm's going off upstairs if that is able to be heard. That happens every time we cook. Something's wrong with our oven.
I thought the movie was just getting going.
Yeah, the Super Duper Looper set off the hot alarm.
Sure, force these reindeer into an unnecessary move because they have not been traumatized enough in this movie. And again, that's how the fluid looks at the end of Superman 3 when it, like, reacts to the thing.
Oh, they blew up, okay. And they flew straight in the air in an embrace. And if you're like, God, how much longer does this have to go on for? The answer is only 6 more minutes. So.
Very fast act 3.
Yeah. Oh, we're all saved.
I've seen some reindeer in my time, and you're the best! The best!
You've seen some reindeer in your time. How? Why? You've been in the North Pole for 500
right.
years.
Right. I thought they were the same reindeer. Yeah, way to go, Donner. And off they go back to the North Pole. And I guess Patch is allowed to see it again. Oh, he's doing pantomime.
As soon as 3 p.m.
Corny is getting drunk with the gales. It's okay. What about Corny? Yeah, get me out of here. Abe Lincoln beard's scaring me. He looked very upset that she was leaving. Like, hey, I was going to name you
but I saw
Mary
first.
Todd. They call me the Great Pantsimator. Oh, and this is a happy song again. So you know the movie's ending. Dun, 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 dun. They don't have a regular calendar. It's a dial that tells you whether it's winter, spring, summer, or fall. Which, it's the North Pole. So I'm guessing it never moves from winter.
I'm guessing that's why they need the clock. Because exactly. To them, it's always the same day.
Oh, they're dancing. It's
great
fun.
Choreography.
Yeah. Oh, let's kick like the Rockettes. Yep, there we go.
And that is how the Vendicum saved the world. And John Lithgow can still be seen from space.
Flying into the Phantom Zone.
Yeah, why has he not exploded exactly. from oxygen deprivation?
Like, how is he not
or frozen
yet?
To death?
That is a creepy ending. That
and,
is
yes.
a haunting ending, honestly.
And now we have Sheena Easton singing. all over the world. Apparently, now, purely speculation, Paul McCartney was chosen to do a song for this movie.
Okay.
But backed out. I also read Freddie Mercury recorded a demo version of this song. I cannot find it.
Really?
For the life of me, I have tried to see if this legit exists, because Freddie Mercury is one of my favorite vocalists.
Yeah.
And hearing him sing this, like, he's done Thank God It's Christmas, the Queen song. Mm-hmm. It's a Christmas classic. But yes, apparently there was a demo recording and he did not end up doing it. And they gave it to Sheena Easton. And that is who is singing this.
Gotcha. Freddie Mercury, that would have been interesting to hear.
Music by Henry Mancini, Pink
Very
Panther.
Well known for the Pink Panther theme, yes. And there were actually elements of the Pink Panther theme throughout this movie. All right, so the question we always like to ask at the end of a movie, does it hold up today?
We defer to
and
our guest.
And thank you for listening. You know the answer.
Okay.
All right, so I had never really watched this growing up. I saw scenes of it on basic cable and was like, oh, I'll watch it sometime in its entirety, because I never saw it from the beginning.
Right.
And I didn't know that it was what it is.
Yes.
And now that I've seen it.
Yep.
Now you know.
I know. Now I know.
Yeah.
And now I've watched it and never need to see it again.
Exactly.
Whereas I will watch this. Maybe not every year, but at least every other.
Yeah.
I watched it a lot as a kid. I'm of that demographic where this is one I've latched onto for whatever reasons. It's ridiculous. I know that.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily looking for a cinematic masterpiece. I'm looking for something fun that's a family-friendly holiday movie. And again, this isn't going to be one of my first go-tos, but it's like, yeah, we're not going to watch Elf again.
Right.
This is a little more of a deeper cut.
Yeah, there are great movies that you can only watch so many times.
Yeah. Yep. And it's a, honestly, it's fun to watch when you're drinking. Because it's so ridiculous.
Agreed.
And I knew when I did Christmas episodes last year, and we got a lot of the big ones out of the way, Christmas Vacation, Christmas Story, and there was another one that Muppet Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, we're going to have to do Santa Claus the movie next year. It has to get done. And so, yeah, sure enough, we did. And it was fun. And
yeah.
Zach, again, how familiar were you with this?
Vaguely. I mean, I rented it like last week. A couple nights ago. And I watched like 40 minutes of it. And then I fell asleep. But and that's no disrespect to the movie. I was just tired. But like from what I watched, like that first 40 minutes was not terrible. And then once you get in the middle of final acts, it just kind of goes off the rails.
Right,
honestly.
You're suddenly like, wait a minute, there's a different tone going on here.
Exactly.
The first 40 minutes, like, okay, it's a fun, just sort of almost sleeper film.
Yeah, exactly.
Just sort of an origin story of Santa.
Yep. And like Dustin said, like, it's, yeah.
What did you think the first time you watched it all the way through when it hit that John Lithgow, like, they're in a Senate committee hearing, like, it's The Godfather Part 2 all of a sudden?
Like Dustin said, it's a good drinking movie.
Yes.
For sure. Like, watching this and just drinking and laughing at it. It was fun. It was really fun. But yeah, once you got to Lithgow, it was over the top.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
Like, where did this come from? I thought it was
I didn't make that part
film.
Of the drinking game. Like, anytime Lithgow just
chooses scenery.
Just yelled for no reason.
Yeah.
Like Pacino.
That, I mean, if you feel like watching it again and doing it, God bless you. But
let's do it right now.
Yeah.
Let's watch again.
You know what? What I think we'll do instead, we're going to listen to our closing credits song, which is from a band called Reggie and the Full Effect. They put out a Christmas EP as a kind of a bonus thing from a couple albums ago. And James is also in the Get Up Kids. And guess what? You're going to hear another Reggie and the Full Effect Christmas song next week. So this is like a bookend, kind of. We're going to play one for you. You'll hear another one next week. But James is super cool and hung out with him a couple weeks ago in Bloomington when the Get Up Kids were performing. Told him I was going to be using a couple of his Christmas songs on some upcoming episodes. He seemed pretty excited about the idea. So what we're doing is, this took place kind of in New York. one of my favorite all-time Christmas songs is Christmas in Hollis by Run-DMC. And what we are going to listen to is Reggie and the Full Effects cover of Christmas in Hollis. So enjoy that here on Drunk at the Movies. It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue, the dark. I seen a man chilling with his dog in the park. I approached very slowly with my heart full of fear. Look at his dog, oh my god, it's an ill reindeer. But then I was healing because the man had appeared. And a bag full of goodies, 12 o'clock at near. So I turned my head a second and the man had gone. But he left his driver's wallet smack dead on the lawn. I picked the wallet up and then I took a pause. Got the license and a Colt said Santa Claus. And that was Reggie and the Full Effect with It's Christmas Time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. It's a little more of a jaunty version of Christmas in Hollis. It's it's a wider version, but that's on purpose. It's a fun version.
Did you say wider or whiter?
Whiter,
okay.
Yes. It's not rap at all. It's fun.
I think for one of our future selections for a Christmas song, we should just do Fairy Tale of New York. An acapella duet.
I love Christmas songs with the F-A word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in its original context, supposedly had nothing to do with the derogatory
love that song by the Pogues, and No Use for a Name did a great punk cover of it about a decade ago.
And speaking of that particular word, tune in for our next Christmas episode, which does feature that word, unfortunately.
Yep. The F word we don't say, but yeah.
What fucking word is that?
And you will find
not
out.
Not that fucking word.
Yeah. All right. Well, Zach, again, thank you for joining Seth and I this week.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
It was nice to have you back at Drunk at the Movies. And like Seth said, tune in next week. Trading Places, our second Christmas movie of the month. It's got nudity. It's got F words. It's got...
the best director, one of the best directors
sabotage,
of all time.
And
alcoholism,
it's got so much
everything that you need.
It's great. It's from the early 80s, so tune in for that.
And somehow a better Christmas movie than Santa Claus the movie.
Well, you know, I set the bar low so that way your episode would look better, and then, you know, we got that third week that I think is gonna hit the sweet spot.
Yeah. That's going to be a good one.
All right. Well, this is Dustin.
This is Seth.
Saying you don't have to be drunk to enjoy Santa Claus the movie. But let's be honest. It definitely doesn't hurt. We will see you next week.